The Punic Wars, fought between Rome and Carthage from 264 to 146 BCE, offer numerous lessons and reflections on conflict, strategy, and power dynamics. These wars, which ultimately led to the destruction of Carthage and the rise of Rome as the dominant power in the Mediterranean, provide timeless insights into the nature of war and statecraft. One key lesson from the Punic Wars is the importance of strategic foresight and adaptability. Both Rome and Carthage demonstrated remarkable strategic planning and adaptability throughout the conflicts. Rome's ability to learn from its defeats, innovate its military tactics, and leverage its resources played a crucial role in its eventual victory. The development of the Roman navy, initially inferior to Carthage's, and the use of the Corvus boarding device were prime examples of Roman adaptability and ingenuity. Another significant lesson is the impact of leadership on the outcomes of war. The Punic Wars saw the rise of extraordinary military leaders whose decisions and actions profoundly affected the conflicts. Hannibal Barca, with his daring crossing of the Alps and his tactical brilliance at battles like Cannae, remains one of history's greatest generals. Conversely, Roman leaders such as Scipio Africanus showcased the importance of strategic vision and effective command, culminating in his decisive victory at the Battle of Zama. The wars also underscore the critical role of logistics and infrastructure in sustaining military campaigns. Rome's extensive network of roads and supply lines enabled it to mobilize and sustain large armies over long distances. This logistical superiority allowed Rome to maintain pressure on Carthage, even in distant theaters of war. The ability to manage resources, supplies, and reinforcements effectively was a decisive factor in Rome's success. Additionally, the Punic Wars highlight the significance of economic power in warfare. Carthage's initial advantage stemmed from its wealth and extensive trade networks, which funded its military endeavors. However, Rome's ability to mobilize its agricultural base and integrate newly conquered territories into its economic system ultimately provided a more sustainable economic foundation. The wars demonstrated that long-term economic stability and resource management are crucial for sustaining prolonged conflicts. The consequences of the Punic Wars also offer reflections on the human and societal costs of war. The protracted nature of these conflicts resulted in immense loss of life, widespread destruction, and significant societal upheaval. The wars disrupted economies, displaced populations, and left lasting scars on the affected regions. These impacts serve as a reminder of the profound human toll that war exacts beyond the immediate military and political outcomes. Furthermore, the Punic Wars illustrate the dangers of rivalry and the pursuit of total victory. The annihilation of Carthage, driven by Rome's desire to eliminate its rival completely, led to extreme measures that included the systematic destruction of the city and the enslavement of its population. This pursuit of total victory, while securing Rome's dominance, also set a precedent for future conflicts characterized by uncompromising and brutal tactics. Finally, the Punic Wars provide insights into the dynamics of imperial expansion and its long-term implications. Rome's victories and subsequent territorial acquisitions transformed it from a regional power into a sprawling empire. The governance, integration, and control of these vast territories posed new challenges that required innovative administrative and legal solutions. The lessons learned in managing the aftermath of the Punic Wars influenced Rome's approach to empire building for centuries.